Good afternoon. Welcome to the House Committee on Transportation and Economic Development, our first meeting of the 2014 session. A couple of announcements to start off. We need to adopt rules again, and in our the rest of our agenda, House Bill 4111 is going to be carried over to Wednesday. It's not quite ready today. So those of you who are here for that, we hope you will return and take part in that discussion. With that, I'm going to open an organizational meeting for the purpose of adopting committee rules. Committee members, the rules, which should be familiar to you by now, are in your packet. They are very similar, if not identical, to the ones we adopted during the interim. Correct, Patrick?
Very similar to what we did last short session, Mr. Chair.
Very good.
And they're the same ones that every other committee that you all are on are applying to, so...
Very good.
All right.
Representative Betts?
Mr. Chair, I move adoption of committee rules for the 77th West Lady Assembly as attached to the agenda.
Thank you. Representative Betts has moved adoption of the committee rules as attached to the agenda for today. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, motion carries. Rules are adopted. You don't need to do anything else in the organizational meeting?
Oh, no, Mr.
Patrick. Thank you. So close the organizational meeting and open a public hearing on House Bill 4149. Patrick.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 4149 requires the Department of Transportation to provide expedited titling services for vehicles upon request by a vehicle dealer. Directs the department to adopt rules to establish criteria and procedures for providing expedited services, and the measure specifies the fee for the expedited titling services to be $100. We have received no revenue impact. It says no revenue impact statement, and you also have in your packets the fiscal impact statement, which does have some numbers that I believe can be spoken to by our panelists.
Thank you, Patrick. Committee members, you may remember this this bill from regular session. Mm-hmm. Representative Nathanson, thank you for bringing it back.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. I'm Nancy Nathanson, representative from House District 13. I'm pleased to bring this back to you. We all thought it was a good idea last year. I believe it's still a good idea. Nothing has changed about the proposal. But just to put this on the record again, to start it off on the right foot, this bill is about choice. It's about providing people a choice that they're familiar with something similar. Anyone who's been ordering things to be shipped in the mail, it's pretty common to have a choice of regular service or express service. This is pretty much like that. It's not mandatory. Anyone who wants to have the regular service will still receive regular service. That will not be deteriorated or diminished. This is just a new expedited service for someone who wants to pay for it. The bill passed the Senate in 2013 and passed out of this committee. It just never made it through Ways and Means. There is someone else here who can give you a quick summary of the details of the bill. I just hope that you will support it again. We thought it was a good idea. Let's do it again. Thanks.
Thank you. Representative Nathanson, we may have questions for you.
All right.
Any questions, Representative Nathanson? Representative Davis.
Thank you, Chair. What was the bill number last session, do you recall?
No.
I do, Mr. Chair. It was Senate Bill 612.
Thank you. Thank you.
And just to clarify, you are on Ways and Means, aren't you?
Yes.
I knew so. It's good.
Any other questions? Yes. Seeing none, thank you.
But this time, Mr. Chair, I'm a chief sponsor.
Very good. Thank you, Representative. We have two people who have signed up to testify, Daryl Fuller and Amy Joyce, who'd maybe both like to come up together. Thanks. Daryl, do you want to start?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Daryl Fuller on behalf of the Oregon Vehicle Dealers Association. Thank you for hearing this bill. Again, I'll tell you a quick story. I understand it's a short session, so I'll try to keep my testimony short. The last week of March of this year, my two teenagers, 17 and 18, are going to Mexico with about 500 other kids in the Northwest from the Nazarene Church to do a mission work, which I'm very excited about. I got a call from our youth pastor last week saying one of the four drivers who are taking our church's group down there is no longer able to go and asked if I could drive to Mexico. I have a commercial driver's license, so I can drive the vehicles that belong to our church. I checked my schedule. It was clear. I said I'd be happy to go. I've got a problem. I don't have a passport. Mine's expired. So I went to the passport site on the Internet to find out if I could get a passport that quickly. We're 7 weeks out. It takes 8 to 10 weeks to get a passport. unless you pay for express service. And I can get a passport in 4 to 6 weeks if I'm willing to pay a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And I'm willing to pay that little bit more to get that passport because I have a need to get that passport before the last week of March. I would not pay, it's going to be more than $100, the extra money to get my passport faster unless I really needed it. But I'm glad that the federal government provides me with that service because it allows me to do something with my kids that I wouldn't otherwise be able to do because I didn't have the passport. This bill is almost exactly the same thing. There are occasions when somebody needs to get the title for their vehicle faster than the 3 weeks it generally takes DMV to process a title. And 3 weeks is a pretty quick turnaround time. We don't have a problem in standard processing for a 3 week turnaround. But sometimes somebody has a need for a little bit more. DMV can't currently offer that service. This bill simply permits them to offer that service to customers who choose to pay the extra fee. DMV doesn't know exactly how quickly they can do it. I think they probably could do it within 7 to 10 days, maybe even quicker than that. There is no time limit in terms of what an expedited title is. It doesn't say it has to be done in a certain period of time. They're going to do it as quickly as possible. The people that I know at DMV are good, hardworking people, and I suspect they can turn it around pretty quickly. And so we think this is a good bill that provides customer service, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, sir. Let's hear from you, Ms. Joyce.
Thank you, Chair Reed and members of the committee. Amy Joyce from the Department of Transportation did submit just a little bit of testimony ahead of time that's available electronically and just some basic information. Mr. Fuller didn't know how long it would take. We don't know for sure either how long it would take to turn one of these things around. The sort of estimate that people have come up with is about 5 days. So that's kind of what folks are looking at. It's only available to vehicle dealers by the terms of the bill, and that's really about it. Heightened fee, turn it around in about 5 days, and it'll cost some money to program the computers and do other things to make this happen, and that's what the bill would do.
Thank you. Questions? Let's see.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. That completes the list of people who have signed up. Is there anyone else who wants to be heard on House Bill 4149? I don't see any. Are we ready, committee? All right. Close the public hearing on House Bill 4149 and open the work session on House Bill 4149. Representative Vince?
Chair, move House Bill 4149 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Vince has moved House Bill 4149 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Objections? Seeing none, the motion carries. We'll note that Representative Gorsuch, Representative Doherty, and Representative Cameron are excused. Bill goes to the floor. With the due pass recommendation, Representative Nathanson, would you like to carry?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Representative Nathanson will carry. Close the work session.
Just give me 1 second. I'm just going to mail a second check here.
Okay, yes, very good.
Yep, we're good.
Okay, close the work session on House Bill 4149 and complete what was probably the quickest meeting we'll have during the session. We did note that we're going to carry House Bill 4111 over to Wednesday. Make sure of that. Any other anything else we need to make sure of?
I think we're good.
Okay, very good.
You're blinking.
Sure, just as a little
bit of us. But I'm not here.